22-8. Now, he was the outspoken British ambassador to Uzbekistan, who was removed from his post after raising concerns over human rights abuses. Now a human rights campaigner, Craig Murray, will be giving a talk for Phelan Phobel at St. Mary's College later this evening about his time in Uzbekistan and his fight against Central Asia's dictatorships. And he's with us in the studio. A very good morning to you.
Good morning.
When you were appointed as ambassador to Uzbekistan, did you go there with an agenda on human rights, or was it what you discovered after you arrived there which made you so outspoken?
Yes, it really was what I discovered when I got there, because the human rights abuses were so flagrant, and people were being tortured in the most terrible ways imaginable, which I won't go into.
Well, you might as well say, I mean, it was stuff like boiling people to death, wasn't it?
Yes, we had evidence with, British autopsy reports to back it up of people actually being boiled to death. And electrocution, mutilation of the genitals, all kinds of it. And this was affecting hundreds, if not thousands, of people every year. Obviously, what weighed most on me was the fact that, in my view, my own government was complicit in it, because we had an intelligence-sharing relationship with the government that was doing these things, with the security service that was doing these things, and we were getting intelligence from CIA through MI6, which actually came from these torture sessions. So for me, that was a tremendous shock and just not something I could go along with.
So you rocked the boat, as they said, and you paid the price for it, I suppose. You were removed from the post, weren't you?
I did rock the boat, and I did pay the price. I mean, thankfully for me, I didn't pay the kind of price which, say, Bradley Manning is paying, or which Ed Snowden is possibly facing. The government decided that they didn't want to put me on trial for breach of the Official Secrets Act, because, of course, you get a jury in this country if you're tried under the Official Secrets Act, and an awful lot would come out the government didn't want to come out.
So this was when Tony Blair was Prime Minister.
This is while Tony Blair was Prime Minister. So I wasn't actually imprisoned, but I did lose my job, lose my career, and have my private life vilified all over the tabloids and go through, pretty well everything the government likes to do to whistleblowers.
Was there a tradition of violence in these areas like Uzbekistan, these sort of frontier areas, if you like, over the years? Or is it these new regimes who are particularly vicious?
I think in Uzbekistan, it's essentially still the same kind of Stalinist Soviet regime that it was under communism. Really, the people in charge were Politburo members of the Soviet Union, and their techniques in many ways haven't changed from the very worst excesses of the Soviet Union. I think that's what we're dealing with there.
And what was the basis of the British government going easy on the regime in Uzbekistan? What were we getting out of it?
Well, we still are. None of this has stopped. The British government's still cooperating with this dreadful regime. The torture's still happening. And it's because Uzbekistan neighbours Afghanistan. And it was wanted as a transit base for supplies into Afghanistan. And now, in fact, a very high proportion, probably more than half, of the British army's material leaving Afghanistan is going to come out through Uzbekistan. So the long-term occupation of Afghanistan, which in my view was itself a terrible mistake, is what has impacted on the policy towards the rest of Central Asia. It's a sign in a way, but once you start getting into long-term wars, invasions and occupations of other lands, it's going to infect all of your foreign policy. No, you can't isolate it to the country you're invading.
Yeah, well, my enemy's enemy is my friend and all that. And I mean, British diplomatic history has never been driven by human rights issues. It's the world of power and realpolitik, isn't it?
I think sadly, there's a lot of history of truth to that, but I do think that the extraordinary rendition, a lot of people, over 200 people, were rendered to Uzbekistan by the CIA, none of whom have ever been seen again. I believe they were all murdered. The extraordinary rendition and the official sanctioning of torture, I think, which happened under Bush and Blair, was something new, and I think was something which this country should be very, very ashamed of.
Do you still feel traumatised by the whole event, and as you say, your personal reputation vilified?
No, I think I've recovered personally, emotionally, in a sense. I mean, obviously, I still feel that what happened to me was very unpleasant and unjustified, but it doesn't if you like, prevent me from getting on with my day-to-day life.
And speaking in St Mary's College this evening.
I'm looking forward to speaking this evening. I do hope some people will come along and listen.
I'm sure they will.